So today, folks, could be the swearing-in day for Michael Ellis, who's been in the Trump administration and started off with Devin Nunes and then moved to the Trump administration. And he was a 2013 contestant of Jeopardy. Evidently, he won something like $16,000. He's Yale-educated. Yes, he is a smart guy, but he's a GOP plant. He's a mole that the Trump administration has sought to burrow in to the NSA as their top lawyer, and just in time for Biden to obviously be inaugurated tomorrow. So the importance of this role is that what's happening here is that Donald Trump is trying to control and shape the legacy of the information that comes out about him. There could be sensitive information that comes out about him, and this man has demonstrated that he'll do what's necessary to keep that information as quiet as he possibly can. And I just want to go into some of that right here and what's being done to try to stop this man. So looking at an article from the Washington Post, it's entitled, "The NSA is moving forward to install Michael Ellis, a former GOP operative." And it goes in to say that the announcement came a day after Acting Secretary Christopher C. Miller ordered the NSA Director Paul Nakasone to immediately place Ellis in a position as the agency's general counsel. So Ellis had been selected for the job in November by the Pentagon General Counsel after a civil service competition, but Nakasone was not in favor of Ellis's selection and sought to delay his installation, according to several people that are familiar with the issue, who, like others, spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the matter's sensitivity. So, like I said, he's scheduled to start today, the day before Biden administration takes office, and Nakasone, his boss, is not the hiring authority. The decision is made by the Pentagon General Counsel. By tradition, the NSA director weighs in on the selection. So what they do is they've got this merit system where they get all the candidates together and they go through, and it's supposed to be based on their ability and not their political connections. Obviously, the political connection aspect of Michael Ellis won out, and he's so happy about it. He accepted his final job offer on Sunday afternoon, the NSA said in a statement on Sunday. The NSA is moving forward with his employment. Oh, yippee. He's so excited. So there have been concerns about his qualifications for the job, folks, according to several people. One person said those issues included the possibility that he was chosen over candidates who scored higher during the interview process. So with this process, it's supposed to be, like I said, it's supposed to be a merit-based system. It's supposed to be something where the best candidate rises to the top. And obviously, this is just purely political, something that the Trump administration is doing just before they leave to exercise a huge amount of control over what the NSA and CIA can release to the American public. And we'll go into that a little bit. But what kind of options does Joe Biden have at this stage? And, you know, one thing he could do, obviously, is he could put him on hold at least until the outstanding legal and qualifications questions are answered. And Nancy Pelosi just yesterday actually sent a letter off to the Pentagon and Christopher Miller stating her unhappiness with what's going on here and the fact that this is really a GOP operative that's being shoved in just a day before Biden takes the inauguration. And what she decided to say in that letter was that she's going to push for the Pentagon Inspector General to look into the process where he was actually hired and ensure that there was just no favoritism over the other candidates that appear to be and probably were more qualified. So what Biden might be able to do, he might be able to fire Ellis if he determines that Ellis was installed in violation of the law or of policies that prevented the embedding of political personnel into career civilian positions before a change in the administration. That's one thing he could do. He could also move him laterally out of that role into another situation where he doesn't have as much dominion over the sensitive information that gets released to Congress. He could do a lateral move and basically, you know, push him into a closet someplace where he gets his payroll, he gets everything else, but he doesn't have the reach that he has and the role that he was actually just put into by the GOP. That's one of the options that they have as well. And if he doesn't like it, evidently, what he would have to do, Ellis would then have to actually show, the burden of proof would be on him to show that the process where he was hired was regular and normal. And again, that reassignment could happen anywhere within the universe of the civilian defense department, as long as it's a position of equal rank in the Defense Intelligence Senior Executive Service. So that gives a lot of latitude for Biden to just push him into a closet, basically. But let me just say this. Why would somebody that's Yale-educated, and the guy's smart, Michael Ellis is undoubtedly a smart guy, why would he put himself in a position where he's being used as a puppet, as a pawn of the GOP, being installed as the top attorney of the NSA? And he knows that he could be pushed into a bathroom closet someplace, or he could be fired. It's like, why would he want that stain on his resume? Why would Michael Ellis, he's not that old, why would he want that stain on his resume? Of course, he would say it's all political, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, it's a stain, and it's highly political, this move. So why is he pandering to this? I mean, it's not the kind of thing that you'd want on your resume, I would think. So concerns with Ellis, the article goes on to say, are linked to his relationship with Devin Nunes of California, who's a Trump loyalist. God help him. We all know about Devin Nunes. I'm not going to go into all of that. But Ellis served as chief counsel to Nunes when Nunes chaired the House Intelligence Committee. And one of the things that Ellis caught himself up into was this whole notion of, remember the Ukrainian scandal that came out? So the Vindman connection, and this is an article that is from justsecurity.org, and it's entitled "The Gravity of Michael Ellis's Promotion to Senior Director for the Intelligence at the White House." And the Vindman connection is this, folks. It says, according to Vindman's firsthand account, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's firsthand account that he provided to Congress under oath, back when this Ukrainian investigation was going on, it was Ellis who came up with the idea of moving the memorandum of the phone call to the highly classified server. After the Ukrainian call, Vindman and his brother, who is an ethics lawyer at the NSC, had an urgent meeting with Ellis and Eisenberg. Vindman testified that he told the lawyers that he thought what happened on the call was wrong. Ellis first raised the idea of placing the call summary into the highly classified system, and that Eisenberg, as a senior official in the room, signed off on the idea, giving it the go-ahead. So it was his idea to basically take the context of that call that Trump had with the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, and tried to put that on the super highly secure server. In a way, you could say that he was trying to obviously to hide what happened on that call. So this is who Michael Ellis is, folks. This is who he is. And just how important is this role that he's been basically burrowed into by the GOP? And justsecurity.org goes into it. It says the position serves as the focal point for the coordination between the White House and the Director of National Intelligence on a range of issues, from setting the president's intelligence priorities and providing guidance to the DNI on policy matters, to determining who in the U.S. government is granted access to covert action programs and other sensitive operations. So it goes on to say here, the most critical thing about what he can do in this role, folks, is right in here. He will be a critical voice when it comes to what to share with Congress and the American people regarding what we're learning about foreign efforts to interfere in the 2020 election. He will also be in a position to prevent dissemination of foreign intelligence that paints an especially unflattering portrait of Trump. Chairman Schiff's public comments give us reason to suspect the administration is preventing NSA and CIA from sharing with congressional oversight committees reports that capture Ukrainian officials' private reactions to Trump's attempted shakedown. So it's a long-winded way of saying that he's going to have control over the NSA and the CIA, over what actually gets shared with congressional committees. All of that sensitive information, Ellis is going to be in a position to say, no, that doesn't make it to Congress. That doesn't make it to the American people. It's a highly sensitive role, and you can see why the GOP Trump administration would want to put Ellis into this role, and it's something that has to be stopped. Whether he's moved to the end of the hall by the bathroom with nothing else to do except collect a paycheck, or if he gets fired, this man absolutely has to be stopped. We'll keep an eye on it, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.